Drive on Phoenix FM.
Featuring Kylie Minogue, 10 out of 10, to our 10 out of 10. Yes, Michelle Spence, how are you doing? Michelle Spence. I want to say Michelle Spence. What's going on with me today?
It's my stage name.
Yeah, Michelle, I've been ever so excited today when I realised you were bringing your bowls in.
My bowls?
Yeah.
That's okay. When you were talking about Grays before, I was thinking Grays as in G-R-A-Z-E, and then it took me a moment to remember, oh, no, Grays as in the town.
Yeah, it's my accent as well, doesn't it? Does it? I know.
It's my brain.
It's the brain. No comment there. Right, moving on. So, Michelle, listen, if anyone's listening for the first time, who are you?
Who am I? Well, hello. I'm Michelle, and I am, well, for a better word, well-being drive guru. Is that what you're calling
That's
me?
That's what I call you.
Yeah, well, your drive well-being coach. So every week you'll hear me talking about something differently. So we've been talking about different types of breathing, ways to relax, yoga, all that kind of stuff. And today we're going to talk about a sound bath.
Oh, I can't wait. Come on then.
Good. I'm surprised you didn't ask me if clothing's optional. So,
No, I wouldn't invite you in.
So, sound bath. A lot of people ask me, what is a sound bath? Do I wear clothes? Do I go naked? And sound bath, we definitely wear clothing, but it's a really great way to relax. And if you're interested at all in this kind of lifestyle, I was talking to Jill today, I go, what do we call it? This, our world. It's a holistic lifestyle, really. And you're looking for ways to relax and you're not sure where to begin. Sometimes a sound bath is the best way to start. You don't have to be flexible. You don't have to do anything. All you have to be good at is laying down. So,
oh, you look at me when I saw, you know, that's probably the best position for me, to be fair. Go on, carry on.
So yeah, so sound bath, we are, I've got little notes here to remind myself of the section we're going to talk about. But a sound bath basically is you go lay down and you have what we call a sound healer playing music. So I've brought sound bowls in today, but we'll play them a little bit later. I am not a sound healer, but my friend Jill is, and she runs the most amazing sound baths. So if you were to go to a sound bath, one of hers, what you would do is you would go in, lie down on a mat, and it doesn't matter how thick the mat is. I've seen people bring in garden chairs and lay down in lawn chairs.
Again, Michelle, you looked at me when you said that.
Sorry.
You know me too well, right?
So come and you're basically, there's nothing fancy you have to wear. You just come dressed comfortably, whatever you want to wear. I always suggest bringing a cushion for below the head, a blanket, just something soothing. And even in the middle of summer, I always say bring a blanket, because actually as you relax in a sound bath, your body temperature does drop. So you do want something to kind of keep you warm, and an eye pillow or an eye mask. And then all you do is you lay there and listen to the sound healer. And the sound healer will play a variety of different instruments like gongs, sound bowls. They can be crystal or Himalayan, like these ones that I've got today. They can play tongs, percussion instruments, rain sticks, chimes. It's beautiful. I'm trying to convince Joe to come on Sunday. But
yeah, the percussion bit, you know where to get me, don't you?
So, and basically all you're going to do for an hour, approximately an hour, is lay there as the sound bathes you. And that's why they call it a sound bath. The vibrations from the different instruments bathe you and help relax your muscles. Joe is itching to get into there. And basically the idea is it increases our alpha brain waves. So our alpha brain waves, we've got different brain waves. Our alpha brainwaves are in charge of relaxation.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. And it helps to decrease anxiety, increase our rest. I always find after a sound bath, I have the best night's sleep.
Really?
Yeah. And talk to most people who come with me to these sound baths. They will tell you they've had the best night's sleep ever. So it's good. Like if you go monthly or if you struggle, especially us midlife women who tend to wake up quite a bit in the night, it's nice to have one really nice deep sleep for a night.
Yeah, once a month I do. Be happy with that.
That's all I'm asking for, once out of every 30 days. So yeah, and it helps obviously promote some sleep, better sleep, relaxation, increase, sometimes after, right after a sound bath, because you've been in this kind of meditative hypnotic state almost for an hour, you find that you're re-energized afterwards as well. So sometimes people come home and they clean their house. So,
oh, wow.
You need that extra little boost or something like that. But, and also creativity levels increase as well. So it's just kind of the sound bath, like I said, it's you're bathing yourself in sound, and it is lovely. And if you're ever wanting to know where to get into, you're not sure about yoga, you're not hesitant about meditation, try a sound bath. Definitely, 100% recommend it.
Okay, yeah, you've really got me in, basically in the sound bath. So listen, we've got the bowls here as well. You know I can't wait, Michelle. Come on, right. I'm so, like a child. I feel like a child all of a sudden.
So I've brought several sound bowls. Mine are from Nepal. Mine are Himalayan. And so they're like brass, handmade and everything like that. And each one, we could do a whole hour on this. Each one is linked to what we call chakras in our body. So we have different energy centers in our body. I'm sure I've talked about this before. Yeah. And each one is linked to a different space. So if anyone is sensitive to noise, I would maybe just turn the radio down a bit if it bothers the ears. So, Joe, I think you have the same one as me, and that's the sacral chakra. So we can just tap it.
So basically, what I've got in my hand
is a mallet.
Yeah, it's Timmy mallet. It's a mallet. It's a wooden piece. And at the end, it looks like a felt bit as well at the end. Almost like one of those toy soldiers you have at Christmas. That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's got two bits. So one bit, you can tap the bowl. So I'll bring this one a little bit closer to me. Mm. So you can tap it.
Can I tap mine now? Oh.
Yeah. So they make different sounds. So each one's a different note. So you're very musical. So you'll know for...
Let me have all the bowls, Michelle.
I'll just give you all the bowls. So this one's a D, in fact. Mm. So this one's linked to your sacral chakra. And that's like your second chakra. And it's... I don't want to use the word, but it's creative juices energy, basically. And so the other thing you can do with the felt bit, what we can do is we can tap it. And then,
ooh, yeah, it's got a ring to it, literally.
Yeah, and so you're rubbing it around.
Oh, I could be here for hours.
Try yours.
Hang on. All right, hang on. Is that a D, E? Is that a E? I'm not sure. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yours is an E.
I feel relaxed already. That's brilliant.
Yeah. And yeah, so each one,
so
I'll just
that,
tap.
So is that what you do then, Michelle? You just like tap.
Yeah.
You, like, everybody's got one bowl then, have they?
No. You wouldn't have one. So if you were coming to the sound bath, we wouldn't give you one, Jill, unless you want
then.
To. So this would be Jill's job. So this is the sound healer's job. So she'll have it all set up and she'll be tapping them. And so when the person does the sound bath, sometimes, for example, I know from Jill's, I've been to several, but Jill's, she tends to start at the base, at the root chakra. And our root chakra is all about feeling settled and in place and feeling like we have enough and that we are enough. And it tends to be a deeper tone as well and moves up. So you'll notice if you stay awake during a sound bath, you'll notice as the tones go along, each time the tone kind of gets higher and higher until we get to the top, the crown one. It's a little bit of a higher pitch. That's this one.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So it's a little bit. And then there you've got the throat one, which, you know, this.
There's so many bowls.
This one's the throat one.
We've got seven.
And so each one has a different tone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and you'll notice in each sound, and the idea is that it heals whatever's stuck inside of you, the blocked energy inside of you. But yeah, so you don't get to play them, but you can train to be a sound healer.
Yeah, that is brilliant, because it is like, I can imagine, you know, remember like in the old days, when you could have wine glasses and fill them up with water, and you used to wet your finger at the top and then just rub along the top of the rim of the glass. Always used to make those sort of noises, and that's kind of what this kind of feels like doing.
That's exactly exactly it. And you can, funny, I've seen it where they fill it with water as well. And as you play it, the water, it becomes, the ripples become more and more intense to the point where the water droplets are popping off of there. It's it's really
but
cool.
I can see how it gets you, because it kind of, you kind of feel it on your chest, don't you? I mean, I'm not nailing the studio. We can definitely feel it like hitting your chest and just feeling a little bit more relaxed with that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to touch more on these bowls another time, I think, because, that they're too good to play with as well, to be fair. I'm going to try and put one in my rucksack in a second. But, yeah, Michelle, that's brilliant. But you've got the one coming up this weekend,
haven't you? This weekend, yes. We have a yoga and sound bath session. So I'm doing the yoga, nice, gentle, even for beginners. That's why we're trying to get Joe to come along. And the sound bath afterwards that I'm going to have to warn Jill that Joe might just jump in there at the front there and help out once she sees the gongs. Once you see the gongs, that'll be it. You'll be
got gongs
just
as well.
Gongs. That's it. So that's this weekend at the Thames Chase.
Brilliant stuff. Michelle, listen, thanks as always. You've been brilliant again.
Thanks.
I can't wait. So if you want to go Sunday, where can we get hold of you, Michelle?
You can find me on Instagram at Midlife and Michelle, or you can find me on my website, which is www.anahata, so it's A-N-A-H-A-T-A, yoga with Michelle, all one word, no spaces. .co.uk. I had to think about what country I was in.
Yeah. And you can catch up on all the others, because what we're doing, putting them like little bite-sized episodes as well, so people can catch up as well if they want to. You don't have to do it in that order, but you can catch up as well. And all of Michelle's details are on those. And of course, it's at the Phoenix FM. PhoenixFM.com website. Go to Joe Bailey or Drive and you'll find them all there. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. See you next week.